I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, Maren.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just at home with my husband and this baby.
Yeah, you got your hands full, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a trip to learn how to do this in the middle of the quarantine.
Yeah, but I'm thinking perfect timing to have a newborn, because you get all this mommy time you would not normally have, because you'd probably be on the road in a few weeks or months.
Right. Yeah. It has been this silver lining through all the chaos, is just getting this time to be home and spend so much time with this little one. And we also moved a few weeks before everything shut down and before I gave birth, so we were in a new house, and so it's just been kind of nice for a second to take a beat and enjoy home time.
And where are you, in Tennessee?
Yeah, we're in Nashville.
One of the open states now?
I guess. I mean, Nashville has its own sort of phase-based plan that we're following.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's really open here, but yeah, I guess the rest of the state, our governor has opened.
Have you scrapped 2020 as far as touring goes?
I mean, no, not yet, just because I'm really, it's so touch and go, and it's hard to, we've rescheduled, obviously, June and July for the most part, but it's just such a tough thing
to
fathom.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the fans, it's my bands and crew, just so many, factors, and rescheduling a whole tour. So, I unfortunately think that we're going to have to start having that conversation, but I've just been holding out because it's just so, everything changes day by day.
Yeah, and the reason I ask, it seems every day something new's coming down. Yesterday was the Journey Pretenders show. They've pretty much scrapped that. So they're going to be going out in 2021. Dave Matthews Band said the same thing. So, yeah, it just seems the way things are going.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe late fall there will be some smaller venues that are able to be open. Mm-hmm. But with us, we were starting to move into amphitheaters
and
whatnot. So
this is your moment to shine.
Well, I mean, we want people to be safe, and I also want to keep my people safe, because when you tour, it's you're in and out of different cities and states all the time, and so we're kind of used to that, but with this whole ordeal, it's we have to make some tough decisions, I'm sure, but, if we reschedule the date, it's kind of a nice thing to look forward to, and it's not goodbye, it's just, a little further down the road, so we're figuring that out right now.
Yeah, it's almost kind of a scary scenario trying to picture concerts now. Are they going to put everyone one seat apart? Kind of the restaurant industry. It's God only knows what this is going to look like in the future.
Yeah, music, with touring, we're sort of the last thing on the totem pole with all of this COVID stuff. Our whole business is being around thousands of people, and with sports, I'm sure you could play a game without a crowd, but you can't really play a show without a crowd. So,
A lot of the sports fans, of course, would say no way, because they want the crowd noise, and you just need that too.
Well, it would be a quiet game, but I suppose the players could still get it done. But no, it's definitely crazy to think about the landscape of things and what gatherings will look like.
Yeah, completely crazy. And your neck of the woods, no stranger to all kinds of havoc between the tornadoes and the 2010 floods. Were you around there then?
That was right before I moved to town. But I remember being here after, like a few days after the destruction of the flood, and it was crazy, just the resilience of this town. And then obviously a couple months ago with the tornado that hit Nashville, that was right down the block from my house. Mm-hmm. We were really lucky that we didn't lose our house, but right down the street, it was completely leveled, and we lost power for about a week. So, yeah, and it's such a crazy time. And then, you know, me giving birth in the middle of this pandemic, it was crazy to be in the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, and not have any family or friends able to be there. I mean, luckily, my husband could be there, but it was bizarre to bring like my first kid into the world and just be surrounded by people wearing masks and goggles. And we were so fortunate that we had just a really safe experience, and you know, those healthcare workers really risking their lives even at the beginning of this thing to make sure that I was okay. It was just such a blessing. And yeah, but it is crazy times. I had to write in my son's like baby book, the first 2 months of your life, we haven't gone anywhere because there's mm-hmm. a worldwide pandemic. So he's going to get to read about that when he's older and be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, trying times, but you're making the most of it. I mean, congratulations, by the way. I mean, obviously on Hayes and the number one cross-the-board smash.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what a time. And that song, With the Bones, it's been kind of like, I've seen so many fans tweet me and comment about that song mm-hmm. being applicable to right now.
Isn't it amazing how it's amazing how some songs just tie in. Maybe they're written, you know, months or even years in the past, but all of a sudden there's something going on and it has that connection.
Yeah, it's really special. I wrote it about my relationship with my husband, but it's crazy to sing it and see the lyrics being applicable to now and it being a healer through that.
Right. Very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad all is well in your department, Maren.
You know, we're hanging in, and we look forward to seeing you guys again someday soon. Seeing anyone, really.
Right.
But thank you guys for raising so much awareness and donating to the local food banks, and I just hope you meet your goal today.
I am confident we will.
Me too.
Thank you so much for joining us on Giving Tuesday, Maren Morris.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.